but not sure where to start? Executive coach Camilla Kahlberg can help. Recognized as one of the most inspiring coaches by EU Business News and regarded as one of the top mindset coaches in the world, she is helping clients thrive through personal and professional change. Camilla knows firsthand on what it takes to achieve what you may be missing in your life. Visit kahlbergcoaching.com for a free consultation. Have you walled yourself in? Are you hiding from yourself and others? There are a lot of theories about what is wrong in the world. What few people talk about is self-love. Linda Lamp can help you reconnect with your soul's knowledge and aid you on your journey to wholeness. She helps you love yourself because the love of oneself is the most critical and fundamental love that exists. To find out more, visit lyndalamp.com. That's L-Y-N-D-A Lamp.
I am Chris Atkins, and I help women boss up, get fit, and become unstoppable.
Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife, and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back. I'm so glad you're here. This is the Empower Me Show, and I am Pam Bright. I am thrilled that you have taken this next hour with me and this beautiful guest that I have, Anne Sherman. She is a craniosacral therapist, a beautiful being of light and love and energy on the planet, here to inspire you, here to share with you her journey, and here to really teach you and share with you what she has been through as a being who has been through a lot of transformation, I know, in her life, and recently has gone through a death of an animal, a pet in her life that I think that we would love to hear about, how that journey is going and how that can inspire you as you listen in, because I know all of you that are listening, not all of you, but some of you have gone through that yourselves and can be inspired and supported and really bring you into what's possible for communication in who we are as multidimensional beings. So again, welcome to the show. I'm so glad you're here. And I would love to get us to a place of centering, of going within, of connection to your guide spirit team, angels, totems, spirit animals, whatever it is that you connect to as your support system. And as I do that, if you are in a place to close your eyes, that's wonderful. That really helps to go inside of your own being and tune in to that inner world that is so rich and so full of life. If you need to keep your eyes open, then please go ahead and do that and stay safe on the road. Stay conscious in your job, whatever you need to do with that. If you can close your eyes, I'm going to do that now myself. And I'm going to take a breath to bring me back into that quietude of my soul. And I invite you to also connect in with your sacred breath, which is your connection to the creator of all that is, the one who lives and breathes within all things. This is your connection in with Mama Gaia, our earth, our sacred earth that has given her life to support us in this incarnation as human. And we now call in all of the spirit guides, teachers, and angels that live and breathe around us, within us, above us, and below us. We ask you all now to come into this time and space to nurture us, to guide us, to fill us with your wisdom, your compassion, your beautiful, beautiful, inspirational intelligence. And we now connect to the very breath of God. Na san na he da ye u. We thank the beings of light that have given this transmission to you, to all of you listening. May you take that into the very breath that you are. Use it to encode your different parts of your body system. And we will be bringing in different parts of wisdom throughout this next hour with you to encourage you with tips, tools, and techniques for your journey. And when you're ready, you can start wiggling your hands and your fingers and your toes. Your legs, move them around a little bit to ground you back into who you are. And when you're ready, you can come back. Welcome back. Mm-hmm. And welcome back, my dear Anne. Welcome to our show. I'm so glad you're here.
Hello.
So one of the questions that I ask many of the people that come on the show is, when I say you are a spiritual being having a human experience, what comes up for you when I say that statement?
What comes up for me is that we are more than the 3D bodies that we inhabit here on Earth, and there is a divine connection that is available to all of us to be able to receive outside of our smaller selves by tapping into that energy through Source, Divine, God, Goddess. All things are possible.
Beautiful. I love that. I love that. So in this show, we actually, as I said in the beginning, we do tap into tips, tools, and techniques that we can use and may be using already to inspire us, to help us receive support, to accelerate our growth in this incarnation, all of those different things. And so because we are a global family, I bring in different people into this space to teach you, to honor you, to serve you in the highest and best way as the listener, to be able to move throughout your life with ease and flow and power, personal power, as well as spiritual power, to be able to navigate all the different ins and outs of life. And so as a being of light and love and spiritual oneness, how are you navigating the massive shifts that are going on right now in this time. That would be the best place to start.
Yeah, thank you for that, Pam. That's quite a question to navigate the energies that are going on Earth right now. We all feel them in different ways. And some of them can be very chaotic right now. We're going through a lot of changes and big shifts on Gaia, Mother Earth, in the 3D realm. And the ability to tap into outside of ourselves, knowing that there is a greater source that can always support us, gives me so much peace and knowing and faith as I trust and believe and let go of my old belief system, which we all have, which is our ego. And there's a lot of fear around that, a lot of lower energies that are not for our greater good. So as we release those and move closer to our source by using the tools that we have, I use many tools, which I can share with you. We know that we can let go of the gripping. We know that we're supported divinely. And that inner knowing gives a lot of peace to me. And that's probably the biggest thing that has helped me every day to be able to continue to stay in the light and to be able to move with more ease and grace as life continues on Earth as it is.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. So I'm curious, when would you say you actually started your spiritual awakening or your personal growth journey in this lifetime?
Well, that's another really good question. When I was a young girl, I was really connected to animals. So at the age of maybe 6 or 7, I noticed a connection. And I was able to speak with animals. I could hear their voices, and then I realized they could hear mine. Mm. So that was an interesting perception. And then as I continued on with life, that kind of got buried. And I was told, you know, that's just not real. You know, that's make believe. You're not hearing their voices. That's cute, you know, whatever. So I had a lot of fear around that, of what people might think. So I buried that for a long time. And then as my journey progressed, moving into life and having a family and a career, I realized my career wasn't very fulfilling, and the hands of the divine stepped in and actually took my job away from me, which was very traumatic for me and stressful, and I didn't know what I was going to do. But as I released and opened up to allowing my intuition tell me and guide me what my heart wanted me to do, I switched careers into body work. I was in a car accident and I had a lot of pain in my body, and I wanted to help others once I discovered massage myself, receiving massage body work. And so that was my shift. That was my second shift into body work, and did that for maybe 10 years or so before I realized I was burning myself out. I loved what I did, but I didn't know how I could continue on that path. So again, another crisis of the body and the mind. I tapped into my cranial sacral therapy, which was more about intention. And I learned what intention really meant. Someone talked to me about it and told me really what I learned in massage school wasn't actually going to be used. Only 5% of it was really utilized in our work, in our gifts. And the rest of it is intention. And I didn't know what intention meant. And so again, another 10 years in my journey, and the last 10 years have been a quicker ascension into realizing, as I opened up to the energies that flowed to me, I was able to receive more. There was more available as I let go of those old beliefs, the blocks as I had, those energetic blocks with mm-hmm. my tools, and my life shifted, and it continues to shift at an exponential rate, actually, the last, particularly the last year or two, or since COVID happened. That was another big shift. And I believe a lot of people out here in the audience that are listening today can relate to the big shifts that are going on with COVID. We're asked to really take a look inside ourselves and see what our heart really is telling us. And when we follow our hearts, we're led to our truth. And so that's my journey so far, and there's more to come. And I'm really excited about it.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. So something that I have been thinking about actually for a while, and I just got reminded of this when you mentioned the intention piece, but also the energetic piece of craniosacral. And can you talk a little bit about what your experience is as a craniosacral therapist, what you've discovered about the process of specifically the listening in the world of craniosacral, like really the listening piece, because I know that's really crucial and it has something to do with the actual cerebrospinal fluid within the spine. Can you talk about that a little bit with us? Share it with us.
Sure. As I continued with massage, what I noticed is most of my massage patients were coming back regularly every 2 weeks or so. And the cranial sacral patients that I utilized cranial work on weren't coming back very often. And what I pieced together is I was actually chasing symptoms around with massage as opposed to going to the core cause, which is cranial sacral. And what you're referring to is the cerebrospinal fluid, which is a gallon and a half of liquid. This is amazing when I found this out in my studies. It actually bathes our brain. You know, our brain is in a membrane, this life force, cranial rhythm, which this wave of fluid takes waste products away from our brain and brings nutrition to it in every wave that comes. It's separate than our cardiac rhythm wave. It's separate than our respiratory wave. It has a wave of its own. And it's so subtle. So as I switched my other side of my thinking brain off, I began to hear it. I began to tap into that energetic piece of it that had so much wisdom, and it allowed me to see more than just the body in 3D, but the emotions and also the spiritual aspect. So there's many layers that are connected to that wave, and there's a lot of wisdom inside that will show us if we listen very subtly to its information, its wisdom and knowledge that it's guiding us to know what to do. I stopped writing down, taking chart notes. I didn't need to do that anymore. I didn't even need to ask my patients what was going on. A lot of times they would tell me anyway, and that's fine. I validate it with that compassion, of course. But I just came back to this wisdom of letting my hands lead me with this wave of energy, this light, this life force that guided me. And each session was different than the next. And I learned so much from my clients about myself. They learned about themselves, and they were able to actually, many of them would intuitively tap into their wisdom that connected them to their body, to the emotions underneath that they could release and feel more healed in a different way, in a significant way that was actually addressing the core issues that were from other lifetimes, perhaps other experiences that maybe they weren't even aware of. And it's not necessary really to analyze it and to know where it always comes from. Just know that the intention is set to release these energies, to bring in new energies to replace those, so the body may work properly along with all of the working parts. So the intention was the key core of my ability to be able to utilize cranial for its full amazing abundance of what it could provide for myself and my patients.
Beautiful. Wonderful. That seems really timely for this time in history. Since we are so connected to the noise, the noise of the planet right now. Again, I can only really speak to what I pick up energetically, but also what I hear from other people and little tiny bits from the news. I don't go into the news a lot simply because it is not my place to try and fix any of that and make it better. My job as a human being on the planet and as a spiritual teacher and a leader is to look at what part I can play in the affecting the way that the world functions. And so I can do a lot energetically, and it sounds like that's where you come in with affecting the wellness or the disease on the planet as well, is getting into that place of, okay, so let's tap into the absolute divine wisdom of our bodies. Like, of our bodies, we were given energetic human self that has access to the divine. There is, it's like we live like this in cooperation with the divine. And when we as individuals, as well as a collective humanity, can really, really get that on a spiritual and soul level, then we get to take responsibility for our health, for our well-being, for our support structures, for the ripple effect that comes from community, really opening to, you know, the vision that I as an individual have for the wellness of the planet, as well as holding the vision for everything working together. So where, as I'm speaking about that, what comes up for you as I'm speaking about that?
Well, we're in this society, in this culture on the earth, we're really taught to ignore that. You know, we were born with that innate wisdom, with all that information. But as we grow, we're taught, no, this is the language we're to use. This is the societal belief systems that we need to use to fit into our society, to work, to continue to interact with others. And as time goes on, we lose that and we forget about it. We're kind of detached from that. So we don't even realize, or we forget, that we have this power. And this is so powerful. And it is the divine connection that everybody has. And as we tap into it more, whether it's with meditation or with breath work or yoga or whatever, sound bath, whatever therapy, cranial massage, whatever connects you to yourself to help you open that up again, to open that path, I encourage everyone to do whatever vibrates to their heart, which will open that pathway for them to go down that road again. And that's where the healing happens. That's where the connection is.
Absolutely. Ditto. I totally agree with that. So that sounds like a perfect place for us to pause in our transmission today. We're going to take a break. And those of you who would like to call in and talk to us, we would love to share with you whatever you need, like whatever you need. I'm not kidding. So if there's anything that's stopping you, that's as a block in your life, or any question that you have that you're stuck with and wondering where to begin or how to go from here, this is the time to speak to us about that. And hopefully we can act as conduits for you to get to the next step Not that you need any fixing or rearranging or that we have the answers, right? We have an answer for you. And we're going to open you up to what your answers are. So if you want to call us, you can call us at 1-800-930-2819. Or you can write in the chat at Transformation Talk Radio and talk to us about anything that you would like to speak to us about. So we are here for you. We're going to take a break and come right back and hear more from my friend Ann Sherman about her journey and what she's up to in the next few years. That's very exciting. I just heard about it. So we'll be right back.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Are you living through any painful family relationships? Do you feel like you are frequently stuck in the past or can't sleep at night because of painful family memories? Rose Salkova is an energy life coach, and she's here to show you firsthand that your life doesn't need to be that way. She will guide you on how to take responsibility for your own energy and help you create a meaningful life for yourself. To find out more or schedule a session with Rose, visit familyhealingwithrose.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
So are you ready to be pain-free? Do you have issues that have plagued you for decades? Well, get ready to be BFFs with your body physically and emotionally. The Body Channel, Lynn Waldrop, takes a dive into your health energetically with programs like the Mega Detox, Issues in the Tissues, and for the long haul, the COVID Correction. Know the cause and how to fix. Have a question on how Lynn the Body Channel can help you? Visit thebodychannel.com to
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show. I am here with my dear friend, Ann Sherman, and her dog. What is her dog's name?
Lordy.
Oh, my goodness. He's so beautiful. So Lordy is Ann's dog that she's had for how long?
11 years.
11 years. And what happened with Lordy recently?
He passed on. I had him as a puppy. I knew that the day was coming and we talked about it. I told him what was going to happen and the lady was going to come to the house. I had a home euthanasia. And so he was prepared for that. I told him weeks before, because I knew it was coming, you know, you let me know when you're ready. You know, you just say the word, you're going to fly up into the light and you're going to be free. You know, you're going to. And he, you know, we talked about it matter of fact, and he understood. And so when the time came, this wonderful vet did a home euthanasia, which was just really beautiful. And so it was a nice ceremony we had. I have a little altar with some candles and some of his pictures as a memorial for him. And I talked to him every day. He actually, as I told you earlier, I had a connection with animals that I lost and then became reconnected as I did rescue and worked with animals throughout my life. I've always had animals. So Lordy was, he taught me actually that he was part of my life in other, animals. So I had a pig. He was actually that pig, and this was him reincarnated, and also a sheep. So he taught me how to groom because he was a sheep also. So I,
nice.
As a chow, he had a lot of hair. So yeah. And a couple of days after he passed on, and I am still grieving, but in a different way, it's the process is different for everybody and it changes. You know, at first it was a lot of tears and then it became, you know, denial. And then, you know, just kind of these steps, these baby steps. And what I did realize when I went to the park a few days after losing him, he was actually sitting under the bench underneath me. Dogs would come by and animals would stop and look. And I realized he was there. His spirit was there. And so, and he came back as a week later on my 60th birthday, he showed up as a bobcat in my backyard, which I've never seen a bobcat up close. And this was really close, like 6 feet away. And the bobcat just looked at me as to say, yes, everything's fine. All is well. And I knew I had an inner knowing in my heart as we connect to that, we'll get signs. And this was the sign that told me, yeah, Lordy is here and he's telling me everything's fine.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So for those who are listening that might be wondering if they have that spiritual gift or any other spiritual gift, what were the signs, or what would you say that people can start looking for, if like asking that question and then looking for the answers of their spiritual gifts?
You know, that's a really good question, Pam, because that's a lot of people, I believe, ask that, including myself. You know, how do I connect? How do I know it's not my mind and it's really the source, my guides telling me, or my higher self, which is our conscience, you know, our heart speaking to us. And the way I connected was I kept hearing over and over, do some breath work. I took a breath work class in massage school years ago. So I got my books out. I started doing some pranayamas, which is changing movement of energy through breath. And it quieted my mind. Those thoughts would still come in, but it helped me get to meditation also. But it initially helped me to just settle down my nervous system. And as I followed my breath, I always use this mantra, follow the breath, all is well, follow the breath. It would take me to a very relaxed state, and I would focus on my third eye, and I would start to see just kind of this place of peace, just a blank slate, a blank canvas. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I would see colors, but I wasn't here on Earth. It was another dimension. And so for me, that was my guides, that was source, that was going outside 3D to the spirit. And then as I did that more often with my meditations, it helped me to quickly change and transmute energy. So if I had an anxious state, all I had to do is start breathing because I was holding my breath. And a lot of times we find ourselves, I'm sure people can relate out there, we hold our breath, whether we're in traffic or we're in a business meeting or we're not sure what to do next. Something as simple as just taking this breath is the first step, it was for me, to get me into a more relaxed and a state of spirituality, to open those gifts. And I could hear my truth. I could hear the voices of my guides. I could hear the animal beings talking. I could hear my patients telling me what they needed. It was their higher self connecting to my higher self, not my ego. Although, you know, our brain still, because we're human, and the voices would come in, oh, that's not real, or thinking about something else, or taking me down another path. And instead of trying to push it away, which never worked, because it would continue to come back. And I believe the more we resist, whatever we resist persists, which was the case for me, I let that go and said, thank you for that. I'll get back with you. and just kind of chuckled. And in that awareness, I was able to bring myself back. It's just an awareness. I'm aware of it. I don't need to tap into that energy because I'm in this energy field now, and we'll get back with you. You can put that energy in a bubble and watch it float away if you'd like, or, you know, everyone has their own technique. You can shine some light on it and watch it dissipate and in a gradient into the clouds or whatever works for you. But pushing it away probably won't work because it keeps coming back the more we do that. So I just allowed it. And and then the energy continued to flow. And the more I did that, the easier it was to tap into that. So I do a meditation in the morning and one in the evening. So as soon as I get, I'm not even out of bed. I don't need to go anywhere. I'm just right in my bed, waking up between the dream state and the awakened state. And it's easy for me to just tap into gratitude. First thing I do is thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for my guides, for my spirit animals, for gratitude, for my home, for all the things I have, my job, my friends, my, you know, the earth, the trees. And then I'll ask for what is my single most important purpose today. And as my mind is cleared, there'll be a voice that will come in and give me either a sentence or a few words. And then I know, okay, great. That's what I need to know. Or if I'm not sure, I'll ask, is it this? And I'll get back some clarification. So if you're not sure if it was you or your spirit guides or your ego, you can always just ask. Mm-hmm. I'm not certain. Please clarify. And the first thing that comes back to you, that's the truth. That's your answer. And so I'll proceed with my day, and then I'll do another meditation in the evening, which again is right before I go to bed. I'm already in bed, so it's become my routine, and it usually is like about 12 minutes. And it's non-negotiable. Even if I'm really tired, I'm grateful for my day. I am grateful for all the experiences I had. I am grateful and open to more. I am grateful to learning. I'm grateful for my body. Whatever you have to be grateful for at that moment. And the more we open up to gratitude, the more the energies shift within us and the more we're able to receive from the divine. And I've just created a nice relationship that way and realized that they're always here waiting for us. But if we don't acknowledge them and invite them in, we have free will on this earth. It's the only planet I understand that we have free will. So we don't have to do this. You know, we're allowed to have our own experience, our own path. But I like to let go of my agenda, my mm-hmm. old way of thinking. I had expectations of exactly how things are supposed to be for me. And I'm telling you, once I let go of that gripping, because we are taught to grip, we're taught to grip our fears. We are taught to grip our pain. Who would I be without that? It was a little scary, but I'll tell you what, once I released that control that I thought I had, because we really don't have that control. We think we do, but letting that go, that brought in the divine to work all kinds of miracles. And it does every day for me. So those are the tips that I'd like to share. Those are what work for me, but everyone can find their own, you know, thing. I know the breath really connected me to my higher self, into meditation, which then I could say some mantras that would deeply go into my cells. And it really would change my whole perspective. So that's what I wanted to share. I hope that answers your question.
Well, it does so much. And thank you for that. So some things that came through as you were talking is that one of the wonderful books that I refer back to a lot in my life is really where I started with my roots, which is Alcoholics Anonymous. It's called The Big Blue Book. For those of us who are in 12-step recovery, you know that that's our what's considered our Bible for our learning how to live without alcohol in our system. And that book talks about having a right relationship with a power greater than ourselves. And the way to do that is to we bring our human selves, which has our free will, and our higher powers will. So in the third step of the 12-step program, is that we turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understand him. So when we bring the divine will and the human will together, then we get to have a co-creation relationship, a cooperative, which really is the best use of the will. And I have found that that works miracles, as you say. It doesn't leave me powerless. It doesn't mean I turn everything over to that God and I have no responsibility, right? Because I have to have responsibility in order to have some power. I have no power if I'm not using my own will. So, but I don't want to just rely on my will, so I bring in the divine. I bring in my totem animals. I bring in the beings of the water, the beings of the forest, the beings of the earth, you know, the beings of the angelic realm. And oh, by the way, you mentioned that you connect with the angels as well, correct?
I do.
Do you have a specific angel that you connect to?
No, not in particular. I know there's lots of archangels, Michael and Uriel and Raphael and many of them that people talk about. It's not necessary to, from what I understand, to name them. You can just ask and call in those that are able to help you with your problems. They have the wisdom to know who's coming in to help you with whatever is in front of you at that time. So I just kind of leave it up to them. But I know that I have a guardian angel that's been with me all my life. I have a child that I lost in a miscarriage that actually has come back to me recent years, that it has been with me all these years that I did not know. This child did, it was a miscarriage. So he did not come into the 3D form. He passed. So he is an angel because he didn't come into the earth. So he's told me that he's always here for me and he calls me mom, just like my dog does.
Nice.
And so it's cool. So I have my daughter and I have Jude and I have Lordy all calling me mom. And I have to, like, who is it? Which kid is here now? You know, but they're always here to help me. And I notice as I let go, I notice angel numbers. So there are specific synchronicities that show up the more we pay attention to that. And they've been very, very helpful in my life. Really helpful.
I love that. I love that.
Matter of fact, my car got stolen in February. Never had my car stolen. It was right in front of where I was. And had I looked across the street, I would have seen it abandoned in the bookstore parking lot, but I didn't know that. So I filed a police report and went through all this grief and we called in our angels. And the next day the car showed up. The money was there. They hadn't touched it. I looked at the odometer. It was so they're always there waiting for it to help us at any time. And really all we need to do is just remember that we can let go and we can call in for their help. And they're happy to help us. Matter of fact, they're unemployed if we don't, I understand. And they don't want to be standing around with nothing to do. So I like to keep them busy and mine are always ready to help me.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that reminder. And this is what I also know is that your spirit guides have been waiting for you to connect to them. As Anne said, I am a firm believer as well of they need to be asked for help. Okay. They won't intervene unless you ask them to, because they know that we are a free will zone here, right? Now, I'm not saying that that doesn't mean that miracles don't happen, okay? Because miracles do. And many times there are beings that will intervene on our behalf when we're in a crisis, okay? So that is true. And they still want you to connect. So don't be afraid. They're waiting. They're waiting to talk to you. They want to talk to you. They want to engage with you. They want to have a conversation, right? This is the time on our planet when we are the most connected that we've ever been. And if you doubt that, then start working with someone that can open up your awareness, help you to tap in to the awareness that already exists. And I can promise you that body work will do that. Body work is amazing in teaching you how to access those parts of you that you may not have known were intelligent pieces to the divine. So I would like to have people know how to get a hold of you, as well as what you're up to in the next couple years.
Well, they can get a hold of me on my email, which is aesherman@outlook.com. So it's A, E, my middle initial, and then my last name spelled out, S-C-H-U-R-M-A-N, @outlook.com. I can also be found on Facebook under Ann Sherman. And you can also find me on LinkedIn. I don't have a website, but you can contact me those three ways. And you can also contact me by my cell phone, which is 425-890-5663. Again, that's 425-890-5663. And you can text me with any questions you might have. I support my clients in many, many ways. Whatever it is that they're needing, wherever they are, whatever they show up with at that moment that needs help, I am able to support them in a very safe way. And I continue to support them if they have questions along the way. And I am able to hold their hand if they need that, or just to be there to help them.
Beautiful. Yeah. Wonderful. Okay. Super. So if you want to get a hold of Ann, definitely reach out. And if you are in a place where you weren't able to write any of that down, it's all in the on the website at the Transformation Talk Radio site with the Empower Me Show. You can also contact me directly if you want to know how to contact Ann, and I will get you that information. And you can reach me at brightbutterflynetwork.com. You can also find me on Facebook under Bright Butterfly Enterprises on my business page, or Pamela Lynn Bright on my personal page. So those are the ways to get a hold of us. Now, tell people what you're up to for the next little while. You told me a very exciting journey that you're going to be taking soon.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, there's one thing I forgot to mention, Pam. I hope I can just mention it quickly. Mm-hmm. Cranial sacral is done in person. So the in-person sessions, you're on my massage table and we're facilitating by touching your body, some off the body. But I also have been doing some other work that I'm incorporating with it, but it's not exclusive to cranial. In other words, this work I've been doing, it's called the Compassion Key. And it is done, it can be done remotely. Most of my patients and exchanges I've been doing with other practitioners is remotely, and it helps people connect with those broken pieces of us that need attention. We send compassion with phrases to unlock perhaps a hurt child that experienced a certain trauma. We acknowledge it. We send compassion to that broken part, and the broken part is then able to reincorporate back into the body, and that emotional charge and trigger disappears forever. So it's been a magic. That part of it is really magic. So again, you can contact me by email or Pam or phone or whatever if you want to learn more about the Compassion Key, or you can just look it up online. I'm a certified practitioner at the end of next week. So I'm really excited to do that. This, I've been asking the divine, I love helping people, but there's more freedom available for all with remote work, which is what COVID has taught us. Mm-hmm. We've come away from COVID with some really great things that have actually helped us. And the one that I was told is now you can do your work remotely. So you can help anybody anywhere in the world. They can be contacting you wherever you are in the world. And again, to me, that seems like another miracle, because I just asked for it and I've been struggling with that for a long time, because people have been doing remote work for a while. So the other thing I'm doing is I'm going to Panama, which is between Costa Rica and Colombia. And I'm going to be going on a tour there. It's a 7-day tour. So we get to go across the country. We start at one end in Panama City and go all the way across to Boquete, which is in the mountains. It's beautiful there. and the terrain is different everywhere. So there's 1,500 miles of coastline and beaches to mountainous areas where it's between 70 to 80 degrees. So it's kind of like a jungle, but in the mountains. And people that live there don't need an air conditioner or a heater, which kind of blows my mind. And I'm drawn to that because I spend a lot of time in nature and I really love connecting through nature. And many of you may be nature empaths out there, which means you love to ground in nature. You love to hug trees. You love to be around the birds and the animals and the creeks and the beaches and whatever you're drawn to. So I'm being drawn over there to explore some more and meet some of the new animals there and communicate with them. So this is going to be a new chapter in my life, and I'm really excited to learn more and bring back more information for everybody. So
yeah. Beautiful, beautiful. And so you mentioned something that I want to tap into as well. You said nature empaths. So the thing that I got really, really clear again about, and I hadn't been connected to it for a while, is that there are those of you who are nature lovers and you are an empath, and your gift may be one where as you go out to nature and connect to the trees and the animals and the world of nature, that your energy is actually affecting the health of that place. So thank you for that awareness again.
And vice versa, right, Pam?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We are in co-creation with nature. That is who we are. And that might not be your path, and it might be. So kind of just check in with what the truth is with that. And those of you who are listening that are that, you know it. You know it immediately when I say that. So if you want more to know more about your own gifts or what is up for you, I would love to support you in that as well. And you can reach me anytime at Bright Butterfly Enterprises. You can just type that into your computer and up will come my website. If you want to go directly without the enterprises, go to network. Same thing, Bright Butterfly. Network is network.com. And you can reach me there and look at all of the different things that I'm doing. They're amazing. Spirit has gifted me with many, many things to offer. So we have about 5 minutes left or so. And so I'd love to hear kind of some last thoughts from you, last inspirations, last helpful hints or tools, or anything energetically that you feel is important for the listeners to hear.
Well, I just want to say that I understand that being on Earth and in this time can be very, very difficult. A lot of people are really struggling with how to cope with various things that are going on. Relationships, perhaps, that may not be in alignment anymore, that they're having to give up. Systems that just aren't working, that they may have to walk away from, or what have you. Or sometimes just not the ability to even put your finger on what is going on. But, you know, something's good. Turmoil in yourself, your body, your emotions, your spirit. And you're not alone. You're not alone. We're all experiencing this right now with the huge shifts. And I send compassion to everyone right now. And we can do that in the collective conscious. Just as we meditate, we can bring them into this field and send compassion and love to everyone around us, all the animals, all the beings that are struggling as we do our meditations and our connections to the divine. It will help. It helps the collective and it helps us. And also a reminder to just know that, believe it or not, we're here at this time on Earth for a reason. At this point in humanity, at this crossroads in life, even though you know, time isn't linear, but these energies that are all culminating right now, we're here, and we have information that is available to us to help ourselves and everyone. And it's just us tapping into it and remembering, re-remembering that it's there for us and utilizing those tools, whatever they are, asking a lot of questions, go down those rabbit holes, find whoever on YouTube that you like to connect with, ask Pam some questions, get help from me, contact whoever it is that you know will help support you, and continue to tap in and check in with your guides and your higher self as often as possible. And in those times of anxiety, when we're just at our wit's end and we're about to lose it, just remember to take a nice deep breath in, reconnect with our true selves who are always there to support us and to guide us at any time. And we are loved and we are supported.
So good. So good. Thank you, Anne, for who you are.
Thank you, Pam, for allowing me to be here. It's a privilege and an honor. Mm. And it's so fun to be able to be on this platform. I've never been on a radio show before. And it gives us an opportunity to connect to more people this way. And I'm really glad and gratitude. Thank you.
Yay. Yay. Well, I can't wait to bring you back. Another time, we'll just have another deep dive into whatever it is that we want to experience in this now moment. So those of you who are listening, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I am so touched and so honored for your presence, wherever you are. And know that you're loved, know that your life is up to you. And next week, we will be back, same time, same day. And this is it, folks. This is your life. I love you all. Many blessings and many blessings to you. And have a beautiful, beautiful day.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.